Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy, 'cause you suck at trivia, you see. You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, 'cause you're a loser.
All right, I have no idea who's playing this morning. Who's this?
It's Dominique.
Dominique! Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Neek? Dominique?
Yeah, Neek is here. Kennedy,
let's go.
Can you please leave the studio?
Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, Neek. Kennedy's now stepped in out of our studio and into that soundproof booth. Question number one. Prince Harry spent Remembrance Week volunteering in Compton. Which rap group that had a movie made about them in 2015 is famous for coming straight out of Compton?
N.W.A.
Naya Rivera's ex-husband has filed a wrongful death lawsuit on behalf of their five-year-old son, Josie. He's suing Ventura County, claiming the boat Naya rented on Lake Peru. Is it Peru? Is that or Peru? I don't know. Did not comply with safety standards. Which show was Naya on?
Glee.
Carly Rae Jepsen turning 35 today. She may only have one hit, but that one hit has over 1 billion views. Name that song.
That is my karaoke song, Call Me Maybe.
Jamie Lee Curtis officiated the wedding of a terminally ill Halloween superfan less than an hour before he died. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
And question number five, Slash is loving the new AC/DC album. He says it's not going to leave his ear for the next few weeks. Slash is best known as the guitarist for which band?
What is that? Hold on. I got this. Hold on.
Stay off the internet.
No, I'm not on the internet. I'm actually cooking right now, so I'm like, Slash, where's... Oh, I know this one. I've heard this so many times. Where is it?
All right. Come on, let's go.
I got this. What is it? Hold on.
I can't hold on anymore, Nick. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Even though we didn't finish up with Redemption Week, I still wanted to play it in there. All right, Kennedy. Dominique got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
And I mean, it was so close to getting 5 out of 5. He's going to be angry.
Oh.
Don't say anything, Kennedy's back. Prince Harry spent Remembrance Week, Kennedy, volunteering in Compton. Which rap group that had a movie made about them in 2015 is famous for coming straight out of Compton?
N.W.A.
Tied at 1. Naya Rivera's ex-husband has filed a wrongful death lawsuit on behalf of their 5-year-old son, Josie. He's suing Ventura County, claiming the boat Naya rented didn't comply with safety standards. Which show was Naya on?
Glee.
Carly Rae Jepsen, 35 today. Name that huge hit that now has 1 billion views on YouTube.
Call Me Maybe.
Tied at 3. Jamie Lee Curtis officiated the wedding of a terminally ill Halloween superfan less than an hour before he died. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Tied at 4, going to the final question where Dominique is going to be very upset with himself. Slash is loving the new AC/DC album. He says it's not going to leave his car. Oh, I thought it said ear. It's car for the next few weeks. I liked ear better. Slash is best known as a guitarist for which band?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Well, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. You do get that very cool limited edition Cambridge edition of the Monopoly game with Mix 104.
I was knocking on heaven's door with that one.
Oh, yes. Big round of applause for me. That is my guy coming with the dad joke.
Always bring it.
Dominique, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Dominic from Marblehead, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Katie from Atkinson, New Hampshire.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi.
Katie's out doing some Christmas shopping. Better get it done. They're shutting down New Hampshire, from what I understand.
No, they're just having a mask.
That's what I heard. I'm hoping we don't get fully shut down.
Asking people to put on masks, Carson. Don't incite a riot.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay, good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We are going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. And Kennedy is over there in that soundproof studio where she will not be able to hear any of these questions or your answers. Question number 1. Elton John encouraged Shawn Mendes to not believe his own hype and just to remember that we're human beings. Which countries do Shawn and Elton call home?
England.
Okay. Brett Michaels just listed his loved and lived in Arizona desert estate for a cool $3 million. Brett Michaels had a reality dating show back in the day on VH1. What was it called?
Rock of Love.
You really have to disinfect that place, I feel like.
Well, he wasn't there. The dating show wasn't there.
But no, he was there.
You're right.
By the looks of social media, McDreamy showed up again on Grey's Anatomy last night. Spoiler alert. Which actor starred as McDreamy in the series?
Patrick Dempsey.
Supermodel Olivia Culpo got candid on her Instagram. She posted photos from the hospital where she underwent surgery for endometriosis. Olivia Culpo used to date which former New England Patriot?
I have no idea. I'm just going to guess and say Tom Brady.
Missy Elliott just paid for a stranger's dream wedding dress after seeing an emotional story on Twitter. Missy Elliott puts her what down and then does what?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Put my... I'm down and reverse it. Oh, it's killing me.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. We really need to probably do some sort of feature where I read rap lyrics and people trying to figure out what the song is.
It's like Trebek reading rap lyrics. That's exactly what you do.
All right, Kennedy.
I rocked in at the end of that, but yes, I'm here for it.
All right. Katie got 2 out of 5.
All right.
These are tough.
Let's go.
Elton John encouraged Shawn Mendes to not believe in his own hype. And remember, we're just human beings. Which countries do Shawn and Elton call home?
Canada and England.
1-0. Brett Michaels just listed his loved and lived in Arizona desert estate for $3 million. He had a reality show back in the day on VH1. What was it called?
Rock of Love.
The best.
So many cooties in that house.
Remember the SNL skit that made fun of it? I'm Peg and I got one leg.
I don't remember that.
2-1. Question number 3. By the looks of social media, McDreamy showed up on Grey's Anatomy again last night. Kennedy, spoiler alert.
He did.
Which actor starred as McDreamy in the series?
Patrick Dempsey.
3-2. Supermodel Olivia Culpo got candid on her Instagram. She posted photos from the hospital where she underwent surgery for endometriosis. She used to date which former New England Patriot?
Julian Edelman.
Incorrect. Oh. Danny Amendola.
Dang it.
Yeah, it was the other handsome, short, white wide
That's
receiver.
That's right. Very true. I saw it. Hedonism, you'll recall.
Yes.
She was filming that movie there. That still hasn't come out.
3-2. Question number 5. Missy Elliott just paid for a stranger's dream wedding dress after seeing an emotional story on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Missy Elliott puts her what down and then does what?
I put my...
What do you put, Kennedy?
I put my hand down, flip it, and reverse it.
She puts her thing down.
I was close.
Flips it and reverses it.
I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
And I'll say it backwards.
When you told young me that that was what she said backwards, I lost my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
I was like, Missy Elliott is a genius.
All right, 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win over Katie. We do appreciate you listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you leave?
My name is Katie from Atkinson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.